Let's do a fill in the blank. Sitting. Sitting is the opposite of... Well, if you're stumped right now, then you are obviously not among the millions of people who have heard this song.
Sirim, sirim is the opposite of standing.
That is the singer and songwriter TJ Mack, who is not a real person. Brian Jordan Alvarez is. He's an actor who's created a bunch of personas on social media, and his character TJ Mack has been around for a while, but I had not heard of him until this tribute to Sitting took off.
Sitting is the opposite of standing. Sitting is the opposite of running around. Sitting is a wonderful thing to do.
Brian Jordan Alvarez, thank you for joining us to talk about this very important news story.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I could not be happier to be talking to you about this right now.
TJ Mack, he is a man who loves sitting.
Yes.
He has a barking laugh that often erupts in the middle of a sentence.
Yes.
He's also got a particular look. Can you paint a picture for us?
TJ Mack has big, beautiful eyes, a really broad smile, sort of a short face.
It's all enhanced by a social media filter.
Yes.
What else should we know about him?
You know, the funny thing is TJ Mack has considered himself a pop star. So what's so funny about this is I'm doing this character, and he's talking about being a pop star, and now it's actually happening in the real world.
He's an actual pop star. He has a kind of vague, unplaceable Spanish accent. Should we be offended?
I don't think so. You know, I'm Colombian, and I have a huge extended family in Colombia, and we go constantly. So I think there's a lot of inspiration in there from aunts and uncles, and maybe even my grandmother, honestly.
You've made more than 100 videos as TJ Mack. So when the Sitting song came to you, did you think like, oh, this is my Unchained Melody. This is my canon in D. This is my Like a Prayer.
I did feel like it was special, you know, and the funny thing is usually my videos are very off the cuff and I do one take and I post them. And this particular song, I did a take and for some reason the sound didn't record. So I did it again, and the second time I did it, it was a bit tighter and cleaner. It had all this structure, sort of from the forced rehearsal. But yeah, I did have a suspicion that this would be the big one.
So there are a million remixes, one in particular by the Australian musician Josh Mack that we heard earlier, even made it to the radio. But there are covers in literally every genre, thrash rock, folk singers, country western, full choir singing in multi-part harmony. What has it been like to see all of these people reacting to your ridiculous song?
It's been incredible, you know, and the funny thing is I do all these characters, and so now I have this song, and the song has a structure. It's got bones, right? And then you're sort of seeing the song do characters. So the song is becoming all these different songs that it could be in this sort of multiverse of Sitting madness.
Sitting is actually good because you deserve to relax. It's kind of like a nap. It's kind of like something else, but it is actually just sitting.
Brian Jordan Alvarez, this is truly the most important question to ask you. This song has been stuck in my head on a loop for days. And I know it's not just me. There is a viral video of somebody literally coming out of surgery, and the first thing out of their mouth is,
sitting, sitting is the opposite of standing. Sitting is the opposite of running around.
So, Brian, what advice can you give us all for getting the song out of our heads?
I think keep listening. I think keep letting it go deeper and deeper, and it's going to work itself out.
You know, one of my colleagues said he must be really annoyed that this is what has made him this famous. But I get the sense that, no, you're leaning into it. You're really just devouring it all with gusto.
I am overjoyed, you know. I've done little songs like this my whole life, and I have in many ways dreamed of different versions of this moment. So I'm grateful.
Well, does TJ Mack have any parting words of wisdom for NPR listeners?
I think that just like I didn't expect all of this, but you know, in your life you can sometimes
you're gonna feel like, okay, you gotta go walk around or something. But actually, like that is like, you can actually just take that opportunity to just sit and just chill or whatever and talk to your wife or something.
Wow, that was such an exclusive interview. I feel like I should get a Pulitzer for this act of journalism that I just performed. Actor, comedian, filmmaker Brian Jordan Alvarez, a.k.a. TJ Mack. It's been a pleasure, and I hope I never have to hear this song again.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You deserve to sit. Sirim is the opposite of standing.